sometimes. All right, welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Roosevelt Borough Council, October 7th, 2024, at 5:21. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on September 10th, 2024, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was transmitted to the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Committee Member Louis Eskoff. Yes. Committeeman. Council Member Michael Hamilton.
Here.
Council Member Constant Hertstrom.
Here.
Council Member Christine Kaufman Maroot.
Here.
Council Member Stephen Mocker.
Here.
Council Member Joseph Trammell.
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin.
Here. Okay, we're going to try to keep this meeting as brief as possible. Our attorney must leave by no later than 6:30, so we're going to try to just get through this quickly. Oh, he said 6:30 to me a little while ago. So
6:20 and I'll drive fast.
Right,
how's
right,
that?
Right. We'll compromise.
Got a few.
Okay, so I'm not going to give a report
tonight.
You've got
to stop, though.
I'm going to open the floor for public comment on agenda items only.
Sorry,
5:23. I'm going to open the floor at 5:23 p.m. Anyone from the public?
Good afternoon, Maureen Carrick, 2 Tamara Drive, Roosevelt, New Jersey. New Jersey Historic Preservation Office started including me on their various emails, and this is part of the resolution regarding that FDR amphitheater application before the Historic Preservation Office. And last week I was copying on an email that Jane Sittler sent to the Historic Preservation Office, in which she states the borough-appointed amphitheater committee will convene on Monday to discuss the project design regarding use of the Bluestone, and we will notify your office of whether the borough would like to present the project to the council on December 19th. I don't know if it was the last meeting or 2 meetings ago, but I did raise the question, the amphitheater committee was not legally formed. I have done an open request asking for the resolution for the mayor's appointment and the council's approval of that the committee, and I was told no such resolution exists. I actually went through all the minutes, but there was no appointment made. I guess that question, first of all, for the mayor. What law gives one council member the power to appoint members to a borough committee?
I don't know the statute at all.
Because the ordinance says that the mayor shall appoint
the committee
ordinance 2-1.5. Unless otherwise provided by statute, the mayor shall nominate and with the advice and consent of the council appoint all non-elected officials, employees, and members of boards and commissions. I saw no statute whatsoever authorizing a committee to be formed by one council member. So that's the question I have. Since the state was received a communication about a borough-appointed committee, I asked to attend that committee meeting, and I was given notice that it was today at 3 p.m., and I did attend, but I wasn't allowed to say a word, because I wasn't appointed by Councilwoman Hurston to that committee. But again, this is really important, because this involves the entire borough of Roosevelt, $600,000+. And the decisions are being made by a committee that I do not think has any legal authority to make. So I would like an answer at this point to what the legal authority is for one council person to form a committee.
Do you want to address that, Greg?
No. This is public comment, right?
There is
none. You're not going to argue with Maureen either.
Okay.
He's not going to cite a statute because there is none, or an ordinance because there is none. So I would ask that committee doesn't exist. I don't know how you're communicating, you're allowing Mr. Sittler to make false representations to the state of New Jersey. That's to me a grave concern. I did go observe that meeting, and they said they're going to recommend, and I see there's a resolution recommending that this body withdraw the application before the State Historic Preservation Council. But I don't understand why it's not on the agenda of correspondence. And I was copied on it because the state, unlike the way this body's functioning, the state does include interests of people and does believe in public participation. And so there's a September 25th letter from the State Historic Preservation Office, which I'm holding, and it says the proposed project involves the demolition of a historic feature of a historic district, does not reconstruct it in kind, and adds new features and lighting that negatively impact the setting and resource. Therefore, the proposed project does not meet the Secretary of the Interior standards for the treatment of historic properties. Based on a review of the submitted documentation, the Historic Preservation Office staff has determined that in accordance with New Jersey's Administrative Code, that the proposed undertaking constitutes an encroachment of the Jersey Homestead Historic District. Now, like I said, I don't understand why this isn't included in the correspondence. It's official from the state. It's important. It's regarding, it relates directly to the bond. So I don't understand it. I think the public...
Who's it addressed to?
It's addressed to Dave Sittler, but it's regarding the borough of Roosevelt.
No, I understand that, but I don't have it.
If it didn't come to us, right.
Someone might do an Open Public Records Act request and wouldn't get it. So that's, to me, a great concern. That, as I said before, this whole process, in my view, has been shrouded in secrecy and has basically been closed to the public. Now, I'm going to suggest again that when this, presumably, if you vote to withdraw that application, that a new one would not involve demolition. That's the substantial encroachment, not bluestone. That's a minor point. All the correspondence I have, I did Open Public Records Act request to the state, and they're complying with everything, and they have all the documents.
Who's complying with everything?
The state is. As Kathleen, or our clerk, isn't getting everything, but the state has it. So that's what I'm saying. There's secrecy involved in this. It's not the way, in my view, our government should be functioning. We should be wanting the public to know and to be involved in this. So I would urge that the plan, and I heard Mr. Sittler say today that the concern was bluestone. But I just read the letter. The concern is demolition. The primary concern is demolition. And that wasn't even addressed at this today. And that's, to me, that's a great concern, that we're going to demolish a historic. It's not a minor issue. When you look at the standards for historic preservation, it's not just the standards. There's a 200-page book online. There are 7 pages that say what you're allowed to do with masonry and what you're not allowed to do. Go into great detail. Tearing an entire historic structure out and building a new one, that is not historic preservation.
Lou, it's public portion, so we just we can't speak now.
Okay.
I mean, we can if we're asked to, but otherwise, no.
And I do have another point, which is that I see it's on there as correspondence, the petition for a referendum, but I just wanted to note that the clerk did send a letter to me saying that the petition complied with the New Jersey statutes regarding the referendum, and I just think that's important because, again, the public, a lot of people do listen to these recordings of this meeting, so thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public like to speak?
Ellen Silverman, 10 North Valley. I noticed on correspondence, Hillary Wilder had copied me on a letter that was sent to the council and to Kathleen and Malcolm about her offer to volunteer to work with the website manager to, you know, help to get the Burling website up, but it's not listed here.
And it might just be an oversight.
Well, I have it coming in October 4th, which would have been Friday, and I did the agenda Thursday night, so I wouldn't have seen it. So
okay,
I do have it here.
You'll be putting it on...
I'll put it on the next one, but we're not redoing the website. The website's not going to be revamped. We're maintaining the website. We're just moving it to a different website provider.
It will be the same website.
Both Hillary and I understand that, but I think there are many areas that the website could be improved, and she's trying to volunteer her expertise
right.
to do that.
And I get that, but I don't think we're... You know what, I really have to look at more, but I didn't think we were revamping the website. We were just moving it.
We're not. It's only being
moved. We're revamping it. It's going to cause an extra cost. So that's, but I'm not 100% sure.
No, we're not revamping it in any way. We're just moving it.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, when it's, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I would suggest, though, that you look into... Maybe revamping is a little more than you want to do, but changing things to make it more comprehensive. Okay, and should I wait for the public hearing on the budget?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Bob? Yeah, and name and address.
Bob Freeman, 7 Steel Lane. And this may be a small point compared to the difficulty of getting everybody who's here today on the same page and showing up and collaborating among yourselves, among ourselves, to try to figure out things that are good for the town. But just as one person who would like to know about things that are going on and have transparency, in the first line here, it says, adequate notice of this meeting, da-da-da. In that notice, did it say that the meeting today was going to be at 5 o'clock, or did it say 7 o'clock?
No, it's been 5 for a... We've known for a few weeks that it would be 5 o'clock.
That's the first question, and that was also put on the bulletin board and here and in the photo.
Right up there.
Okay. I didn't know about it.
Are you on our website?
Sometimes, yes.
Like, are you signed up for the e-blast? Because a notice went out through that way, too, that it was 5 p.m.
I'll check that out. That answers my question, I guess. I guess what I'm saying is that if you can encourage people from the town to, A, number one, when your meetings are, and two, to be able to actually attend the meetings, then that would encourage participation and encourage democracy and encourage everybody to speak up. So we wouldn't have to have a referendum to be able to see if everybody's actually on board with everything.
It is advertised a few different ways, though, Bob. It's
understood.
The
other thing might be to try to have a live feed, video feed, so that it could be on public television from Monmouth County, and so that anybody who wanted to from the community could tune in by public television or by a live video feed, and some communities do that for the council meeting. And the other thing you could do, if you can't do that, at least you could do a Zoom meeting. Anyone who wanted to attend, perhaps who was disabled or ill or just interested and didn't want to leave their home, could actually see what was going on and attend the meeting in that way. So I would put forward to you, ask you yourselves to put forward to yourselves as a group, that you make a movement to allow a Zoom meeting at least, and if not public television, coverage of the council meetings to encourage democracy.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, I'm going to close public comment at 5:36 p.m. We go to the minutes. We have the minutes from August 5th, 2024, regular council minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to table discussion of that. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on that it was like a 3-hour meeting. I was able to review some of it, but it's hard to hear some of it. I just want to make sure that they're accurate with what happened. So making a motion to send it to the administration committee for review. This will save time. Otherwise, it's going to be a long, long discussion tonight on that.
Do I have a second for tabling him?
I'll second it.
Okay, would you roll call or all in favor?
No, I'll do roll call.
Okay.
Council Member Esikoff?
No.
I didn't. No? Council Member Hamilton?
Yes.
Council Member Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Council Member Kaufman Maruth?
I have a question. So, does this affect Greg? Like, I'm just curious. I'm confused. Like, why would we not be able to talk about it? Because he's on a time crunch?
Yeah. Mostly, yeah.
Okay. So, so then how would, I don't understand it. So if I say yes or no, like.
Well, we could discuss it tonight. We could hold it off. Well, it would probably start before he leaves, yeah.
I mean, if it takes a long time, I mean, we've got to get the budget and the budget presentation done.
I mean, it may not take a long time if we don't know.
Don't ask questions because I drive fast.
Just discuss.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a no.
No.
Right. Okay.
Council Member Mocker?
Yes.
Council Member Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, the yes has it. It's going to be tabled to the next meeting. Which I think is the 21st. And I will be on vacation.
Maria will be here?
Maria will be here. Okay, so that's moved to
August 21st. August, I wish. 10/21. October 21st.
And just remember, the next meeting was like longer, so. The minutes are taking quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
10/21.
Correct. Yeah, possible they wouldn't be done by then, but we'll see. All right, I'm going to correspondence. We have a letter received from the Township of Manalapan regarding the shared service agreement for regional animal control services for 2025-26. Letter from the Senior Citizens of Roosevelt, dated September 21st, 2024, thanking the governing body for their generous support and help in funding their luncheon cruise. Letter from the Monmouth County Sheriff's Office, dated September 20th, 2024, regarding the recertification of the Biennial Emergency Operations Plan, and a petition petition received regarding Bond Ordinance 2024-09. Resolutions, we have Resolution 24-98, Resolution to authorizing the budget to be read by title only.
So you need a motion?
Are we going to do all of them as a group? All the resolutions? Singly?
Single, and then you'll see the consent agenda resolutions.
Okay.
And then you'll see additional resolutions that were added are going to be single.
Okay.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Roll call.
Council Member Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Council Member Hamilton?
Yes.
Council Member Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Council Member Kaufman Maruth?
Yes.
Council Member Mocker?
Yes.
And Council Member Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, Resolution 24-98 has been adopted. Now we have the presentation and public hearing of the 2024 budget. The public hearing has been held open. At 5:40 p.m. Who's presenting? No, this is. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yes. This is the public hearing.
I got it.
I don't know if Mike wants to say anything about the budget.
No, I think we can have the public hearing first, and then if there's any questions.
Okay.
And also, Gary is here as our auditor. He can answer some questions too.
And everybody has.
And George is here, but he's not officially employed by us anymore. So congratulations.
He's the auditor.
Sounds like twins, don't they?
They do, with the blue shirts. Okay, so Ellen Silverman?
Ellen Silverman, 10 North Valley. I was looking at the budget, the receiving funds under the grants, and I noticed that for 2023, we received $25,000 from New Jersey DEP, which is the amount that was available to Tier A municipalities. Tier B, formerly Tier B, because we're not all A's, were to receive $75,000 in 2023. So I was wondering why we only received $25,000.
Because that's all we received. You have to, and correct me if I'm wrong, complete some of the other tasks that they require before you get to 75.
You had to complete your MS4 permit requirements for 2023. Did we do that?
No, that's why we don't have.
And why didn't we?
That would be the engineer.
Why didn't we finish it? Because we have a pending appeal to stay in Tier B.
Okay, so I remember that meeting. So we authorized her, Roberts Engineering, to put in an appeal that lost us $50,000 for the town.
I don't believe that's,
accurate. We're allowed to take the grant and maintain our appeal rights.
Okay, but why didn't we take the $75,000, which was guaranteed for formerly Tier B?
I'd have to have Carmella answer that question.
No, we
did whatever Carmella recommended. I can tell you that.
Okay. I
believe that's coming. It's just we have to.
That's what I thought. We just
finish.
Didn't meet the requirements right. yet. Finish the requirements.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're.
I don't think we gave
that
up.
That the money from 2023 is still possibly paid out to us.
I believe so.
When it's when everything is in its place and finished, but right now it's not. So we haven't received the remainder of the grant.
Okay.
I think I'm not going out on a limb when I say I don't believe that Roberts Engineering would allow us to lose that kind of money.
Well, I don't think intentionally.
No, I don't even think.
I think Roberts Engineering has done an amazing job with the town for streets, which is they're experts in that. I don't think they're experts in stormwater management and the MS4 permit. And the other things that are coming down from the DEP. I think we need to consider getting a group that is expert in that, because they will also look for grants, as Roberts Engineering does for streets. They would do for this.
I'm not sure why you've made that determination, but could we save that for another meeting, because we're trying to move this one along? Thank you, Ellen.
Maureen Parrish, Eternal Drive. I just have a quick question, which is that some of us do the Senior Freeze State program. Everything is due by the end of this month to get that. Is this delay in the budget going to prevent seniors from getting that money from the state?
No.
It'll be completed? No. So tonight it'll be completed? Or don't you have to set the rate and then
the rate.
And then somebody has to calculate how much each person owes?
Yeah. But I think it's based on approving the budget tonight.
So when do you expect that to be done, to know how much the property taxes will be?
Well, I think we know the rate already.
It's not for this year.
We know the rate already.
It's not. 23.
I guess so. I could submit it to today for the Senior Freeze, and it would be if they have enough information. So you got tax.
It's got an end date.
You have to put it in by the end of March.
No, I know, but I'm saying the borough has everything.
I guess I didn't understand. I thought the budget related to how much property taxes we pay.
Yeah. Jerry, we have a certified rate.
Well, we don't have a certified rate yet.
We will.
We have a preliminary certification subject to the approval tonight.
Okay.
And I don't think that the two really cross over. I think you need to proceed more in that filing, whatever you have to file.
Yeah.
And then from there, the state, because it's two different agencies. You know, state, the East Department of Community Affairs versus the Department of Taxation, they kind of talk behind the scenes. So, yeah, I mean, once we approve the budget tonight, they'll certify. I've been in touch with the County Tax Board. They're going to certify the rate tomorrow, and bill should be out. So whatever you need to know, if you have to pull numbers off the tax bill. I'm not familiar with the form.
The tax collector has to fill out a form.
Okay.
So that's what I want. So that'll be ready.
Probably we'll have tax bills in circulation probably by next Tuesday.
Oh, okay. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. I mean, I have a preliminary one here. We're just waiting for this governing body.
Okay, thank you.
And Maureen, do you have the tax collector's email? I would reach out to him and ask him if he can already send you that form.
Thank you.
It is.
Yeah, 22, 23.
But I don't know what's on the form if she needs.
Yeah, he stamped mine and gave it back to me. So.
He did it already? Oh, okay.
A month or two ago. Yeah, to 23.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyone else? Okay, I am going to close the public hearing at 5:47 p.m. And we have resolution 24-99, resolution to amend budget. Do I have
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
And just for explanation, that's to add revenue. Is that correct? It was 20,000. This is the budget amendment.
Let's talk a little louder. Acoustics in here stinks.
I'm trying. We're far away. So.
Is it correct? A technical issue with the budget.
Did you hear what he said?
Pardon me?
It's to correct the technical issue with the budget. We're just. There's some revenue that we had to add to the budget.
Okay.
And so we needed to amend it, and that's what this is.
Fine.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's more revenue.
It turned out that we have less expense, so therefore it drops.
No.
Yeah. 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 The debt service went up, actually. I apologize. And we had to adjust that, and it affects our levy cap, not our appropriation cap, so it's just a formality we have.
So we have to collect less in terms of the levy because of
that's correct.
Extra income. Yeah. And that's all we're voting on here with that amendment.
Yeah, that's the amendment.
Right.
It's in your packet.
And we have a motion and a second.
Yeah,
correct.
No. Okay. Roll call?
Right.
So we'll Joe, hope we're not up to that. Let's
Council Member Retzikoff?
Yes.
Council Member Hamilton?
Yes.
Council Member Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Council Member Kaufman Marut?
Yes.
Council Member Mocker?
Yes.
Council Member Tremell?
Yes.
All right. Resolution 24-99 has been adopted. And we come to Resolution 24-100, Resolution adopting the 2024 budget. Do I have a motion?
No.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Any questions?
Okay. Roll call.
There's no questions, but do you want to go over a few things? Anybody? George?
Regarding the budget?
Yeah.
It's been approved by the state, that we know.
Yes, and I have the email.
The approval was as a result of their review, okay, which really revealed there was no comments or questions. So we have green light to adopt. The amendment that we just did was underneath the statute levels that require an advertisement and a public hearing. So there's nothing to preclude the governing body from adopting the budget this evening.
Thanks, Jerry.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Thank
discussion
you.
Period.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
How are we doing on the water sewer budget? As of 23 going into 24, are we still in the green? Are we covering all of the pipes and things we put in with?
We're pretty much holding our own.
Okay. It seems like even paying the bonds and the bands, we have a bit of a surplus to date.
Yeah, I mean,
It was 148,000 in the utility surplus.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, our surplus actually went up a little bit in this past year from 296 to 303.
What
did you mean?
The total?
Page 46 of the annual financial statement.
Oh, not the budget, the annual financial statement.
And water sewer information doesn't really appear on the budget document.
Yeah, I know. It
does appear in the annual financial statement.
Right. The water, you guys put out the water also? 22
audit, which I think might be on your agenda type for approval, was also submitted last week.
Right.
The 23 audit has not been started. We can't start this 23 audit, so the 22 audit is completed paying for it.
Okay,
which is a good move for auditors.
So, today, let's say, right about now, we're running a reasonable surplus. And that's with all the sewer pipes, all the water pipes, that's paying off the debt service to all of that to date. And that kind of equates to what we were paying before we finished off the Farmer's Home loan thing there. So we're kind of in the same ballpark of paying the debt as we were before that with the revenues that we've taken in. So at this point, we're looking ahead to the tripling filters, Pine Drive. North Valley Road is included in all of this already, the bans for North Valley. I'm just trying to get a handle on it.
Yeah, if we get the bans, yeah, it would be on there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But if unless it was the 24 issue, they don't have it firmly.
You think we approved that last year for North Valley? I'm not positive.
When you say last year, you mean 23?
23, yeah.
I thought we approved it this year.
Okay. So that's not a giant one, but that's in there.
Right.
So we're not in good shape. In great shape, but we're in pretty good shape with the water sewer, yeah.
Yeah, and also you've done a lot of financing through the iBank where you get attractive rates.
You refinanced a lot of this stuff down to 4.5, it looks like? Or?
Well, that was under notes, but the iBank is even lower.
Yeah.
And you reduce the principal. So you haven't set the same time frame. It's a very effective rate. Okay. And also, what you did over the years was you cut back on expenses too.
Yeah.
You back
when, yeah.
You know, the combination of all those things.
Okay.
You know, like, the were pretty healthy.
Okay. So I'll sleep better tonight.
Yeah.
That 4.5 ratio is only until March?
Yeah, only until March.
Yes. Yeah, so it's only until March.
And they might drop it a few points on the Fed.
At the time, hopefully, maybe that's why they did it that way, although I understand maybe there was a possibility of permanently financing it through the Monmouth County Improvement Authority at that point in time.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, we get the benefit here, not that we need it, we get the benefit of the county's AAA rating.
That's true.
But we also have high for an excellent rate entity. So, again, we get that benefit. So, yeah, it's the best way to go for a particular
place. Will any of the lateness affect our standard of fours again? Just go up in and we'll
No, by the time we still do this, we should be 100% caught up.
Yeah.
Okay, so it won't affect adversely. And we have unaudited financials that George prepares that are fairly accurate. You know, there's usually not much of a differential between the final numbers and his numbers as presented compared to what we have. It's right on, and that's how it's supposed to be in this power. You're supposed to get correct data from your state above, and your auditor merely verifies.
Yeah. All right, thank you, gentlemen. And thanks, George, for your doing this all these years.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
So I have a first and a second. Any
roll call?
Any other? We're good? I'm going to do roll call. Council Member Esikoff?
Yes.
Council Member Hamilton?
Yes.
Council Member Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Council Member Kaufman Marut?
Yes.
Council Member Mocker?
Yes.
Council Member Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so the 2024
24-10.
Yeah, 24-100 has been adopted.
I just wanted to add briefly that we will still have to approve the audit, the most recent audit, but we'll do that, I guess, at the next meeting. Is that right?
Yes. You have 45 days to approve it. I have 30 days to get it advertised.
So I just want to encourage everybody, even though you don't have a bound copy yet, but you will, to go through that audit, because you're going to have to say that you've read it, you understand it, and you looked at the recommendations and all of that, and it's going to need a majority of the seated council to approve it.
22 audits is what I'm thinking
about. Well, you had it in an email.
Yeah,
but he's going to prepare
a hard copy. Probably by Thursday morning.
So just make sure you read it and kind of get an idea of it.
Okay. Before we move to the consent agenda resolutions.
No, ordinance.
What am I missing? Oh, animal control? Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so we have second reading of ordinance 2024-10, an ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt amending Chapter 5, Animal Control, to authorize the borough's animal control officer to enforce wildlife feeding regulations.
Okay, open
public comment at 5:57 p.m. Anyone from the public have any comment they'd like to make? Okay, I'm going to close public comment at 5:57 p.m. All right. So before we come to the consent agenda resolutions,
no,
I just would like...
Oh,
God, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So
we can't just skip over it and go, yeah, that's it.
No.
I know. That much. Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 24-10, that wildlife feeding?
Okay.
Yes, Lou? Second?
I'd like to ask a question about, did we get a second?
Not yet.
Not yet.
All right.
Discussion?
Does this at all apply to the public feeding of wildlife?
No. Strictly just government.
Right. Government. Okay.
Government property. Okay, roll call.
Council Member Esikoff? Council Member Hamilton?
Yes.
Council Member Hertstrom?
Yes.
Councilmember Kaufman Maroot?
Yes.
Councilmember Mocker?
Yes.
And Councilmember Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2024-10 has been adopted. Now it's really my turn.
Now you can
Okay, I really just wanted to express gratitude and appreciation to George Lang for his 22 years of sterling service to Roosevelt. He has been just the most beneficial person to Roosevelt as far as anything having to do with finance since 2002. And it's our loss that you're retiring, because it's very upsetting to us. And we could not have had a better CFO anywhere. So thank you, George. All right, we'll go on to the consent agenda resolutions. We have resolution 24-101. Resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt waiving the July-August water and sewer utility billings for 5 and 6 Cedar Court. I think everyone knows those are the two houses that were demolished. Resolution 24-102, resolution authorizing execution of an interlocal services agreement for animal control services for 2025-2026. Resolution 24-103, authorizing an award of a non-fair and open contract for professional website services to Alpha Dog. Resolution 24-104, resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt authorizing the sale of surplus personal property no longer needed for public use on an online auction website. And finally, resolution 24-105, payment of bills for October 7th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a second?
I'll
Okay. Any discussion? Roll call.
Thank you. Professional website services to House of Dog. With the same program, just being moved to another carrier.
Right. Another webmaster.
And the woman that wrote the email offering her services, I just, as a matter of fact, wrote a note to Anna telling her, making her aware that I don't know anybody else, to have her on her side in case she needs some help. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Lou. Okay, roll call.
Unless I misunderstood something, I'd like to get
it.
Council Member Esikoff?
No, that was fine. That was it.
Not yet? To the consent agenda? Okay, Council Member Hamilton?
Yes.
Council Member Hertstrom?
Yes.
Council Member Kaufman Marud?
Yes.
Council Member Mocker?
Yes.
Council Member Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, the consent agenda resolutions have been adopted. Now we have Resolution 24-106, a resolution referring proposed improvements to the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial Amphitheater to the Planning Board for advisory review under NJSA 40:55D-31. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay, discussion?
No, any
capital project
has to go to the planning board to make sure that it's consistent with the master plan, and that's a review by the planning board. It's usually one full meeting. It could be longer, but it's usually one full meeting, and it's advisory, so they'll advise whether or not it's consistent.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, roll call.
Councilman Esikoff?
Yes.
Councilman Hamilton?
Yes.
Councilman Hertstrom?
Yes.
Councilman Kaufman Marud?
Yes.
Councilman Mocker?
Yes.
Councilman Trammell?
Yes.
All right, Resolution 24-106 has been adopted. Come to Resolution 24-107. Resolution instructing ETM Associates, LLC, to withdraw the borough's application for improvements to the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial Amphitheater from the NJDEP Historic Sites Council agenda and to follow the comments provided by the NJDEP Historic Preservation Office. So what this means is it's sort of a pause. The project is being paused or withdrawn temporarily while ETM Associates responds to the concerns that NJDEP has. Oh, okay, thanks, Luke. Second?
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Discussion?
Yeah, they require a formal letter or an email that the project's just been withdrawn from the Historic Sites Council, which basically means that if you have an encroachment, and which we have on the project right now, where they don't want us to use bluestone and would rather us use brick for the seating area, we're agreeing not to go before the Historic Sites Council to protest that. We're agreeing to use brick instead of bluestone for the seats, to remove that encroachment and so that the project can hopefully continue with other things that we need to negotiate with SHPO. So this is just a formal statement by us saying that we agree to do that.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I didn't hear it all, but my comment is, what I don't understand is if what was told to us tonight about the state having to control it, that you can't knock it down and build it again. Why didn't these people know that?
That isn't.
I don't care.
Okay, speak louder.
Yes. In our meeting at 3 o'clock today, we had Gail Hutton read the standards and give some interpretation of those standards that can be taken different ways. And so we have agreed not to contest and go to the historic council, but to accept that we won't do the blue stone. But it is not a total reconstruction. It is still a renovation, and it comes down to those words. And some of the things that Maureen said were not correct. And she was in the meeting with Gail Hutton, and she knows what was said. It doesn't matter what the letter says, it's how we interpret it. And we are in the part of the process with CHICO that Gail Hutton, who was head of that committee, went through 40 different projects, knows what it works like, and she is on our committee, as well as Kate John Alder, who works in that as well. And they both agree that we have to go with what has been already stated in the engineering report, and that there is a way that if you can't totally fix, that you have to go a little bit further. This happens on these kinds of projects. I'll have to bring in the statute that was read or make sure I provide it to the council to show what exactly it says, when it can't totally be redone the way it is, that we have to start clearing the policy.
Can we put it this way? We can't do anything with it unless the Historic Preservation Office or the Historic Sites Council says we can. Right?
Yes.
So no matter what it is, they have to say, okay, this is not going, they have given us comments that what we have presented is not okay in various and to various degrees and aspects, right? Whatever that is, whether we interpret it correctly, they interpret it correctly, this is a process in which our professional needs to submit revised plans to them, and then perhaps there'll be more comments, and then we'll go from there. But unless you get this, this is agreeing to have that conversation with the Historic Preservation Office, functionally, this back and forth, and instructing our professional to do that. If you don't do that, your only option is to go there with what you have that they told you probably isn't acceptable, or almost certainly isn't acceptable. And so this takes a step back in the process and then re-engages CHPO in communications about what is acceptable and what isn't. So the committee here and this council is saying to follow some of the comments, or address those comments. Maybe they'll be addressed to CHPO satisfaction, maybe they won't. Obviously the committee talked today about the way they think they can get those comments addressed. They may be right, they may be wrong. Whether they're right or wrong isn't relevant, right? Because CHPO is going to tell them at the end of the day anyway. So I don't want this to turn into a debate of the interpretation of the statutes. It's not our job to interpret the statutes. Our job to make the application. Under our understanding, it's their job to interpret the statutes and tell us exactly what they mean, and their decision is binding regardless of what we really think in this room. So the choices here are pretty simple. We go forward with what we have, which we have substantial comments on, or we have the professional withdraw it and step back and address those comments, and maybe we get more comments, maybe we go forward from there. I'm not sure what the next step is after that. But those are the two options to very simplify it, because no one has a crystal ball on how a council, a group of people, is going to see things, although the three-page letter you received from the Historic Preservation Office is a pretty good indication. So that's the decision here. It's not deciding what's going to happen in the end, because that decision isn't up to us really ever. So that's, I just want to clarify that in that regard. I don't want to get into a debate about how they might receive our application. They're going to tell us, right? And it's a matter of whether we want to go back and forth with them or we don't, and we want to try to just do what you guys proposed at the beginning. This says we don't. We're going to step back, do something different. Maybe that works, maybe it doesn't. We're going to find out.
Does at some point the state historic preservation come to speak to the whole council?
No, that is ETM Associates' job. Mr. Sittler, who was here not too long ago, he represents you as the professional before that board, and that's why the resolution instructs him what to do, to take a step back and follow the comments that he received. That's the process, basically. And the notion is, and honestly, I obviously know that everyone here has a different viewpoint on this project, but at this point, SHPO's going to tell you what it's going to be, and a referendum is going to tell you whether you can spend the money or not. You're going to get it directly from the people at this point with this petition that's been filed. So the debate in this room as to what those two things are is relatively limited, right? That's dominated the debate here. And, you know, those two things really are they're going to be decided by other people or the voters. So really it's what we do to set up a process that at the end, if there's a vote yes, we can immediately pick up and move forward. Or if there's a vote no, we can go back and figure out what to do next or have some sort of plan or something, right? But what is not, in my view, as your counsel, what is not, as your attorney, is what is not an option is just waiting till something else happens, because you have all this time, you have a $330,000 grant that is, the time is ticking on. So whichever way this goes with SHPO, whichever way it goes to the referendum, that's all fine. But unless we get some, we keep this process moving forward underneath, you're going to be, you might very well be unprepared when you get all those answers.
Also, just correct me if I'm wrong. So the last time we met and this was being talked about, so nothing has changed, really, right?
The committee has met, or a committee has met. Obviously, there's different viewpoints on that, right? But that's why I suggested that a resolution be passed, telling the professional directly what this body, who represents the entire borough, who is the applicant, who is the client for ETM's associates. That's why you guys are doing it here. So we don't have an argument about whether people are authorized or who's authorized to send that email or letter. It's the council right here. You guys, this is the borough. You're the applicant. You're telling him what to do with your application. So that's the rubric here, just so everyone understands the full setup. There's not, you know, that's, and you, everyone has all these communications. I was handed them at two meetings ago. So
100% of the committee that we talked to today agreed to do this.
Okay.
To do the withdrawal.
To withdraw.
Yeah.
This resolution.
That's why we have the resolution.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would have stated that.
I have not said a word about the subjective aspects of this project sitting here, as you know, because it's not my place. But I, as your counsel, objectively recommend that you move forward with a process to be prepared for the results of both the SHPO process and the referendum process, so you don't get caught behind the eight ball, regardless of what your perspective is on it one way or another. So that's the rubric of today. Not to debate the merits or the stuff we talked about before, because that's, ship is really sailed at this point.
And we have a motion and a second on the table.
Right. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? Okay. Roll call.
Councilmember Esikoff?
Yes.
Councilmember Hamilton?
Yes.
Councilmember Hertstrom?
Yes.
Councilmember Kaufman Maru?
Yes.
Councilmember Mocker?
Yes.
And Councilmember Trammell?
Yes.
All right, Resolution 24-107 has been adopted. Counselor, would you like to leave now so that by the time we can call you to go into a
second? Yeah, yes, I'll be available till 7 o'clock, and you put me on the table, or you can set me up there at my face or something if you want.
Wait, let me get my camera. I left my camera.
Thank you very much for obliging me with all the holidays and stuff last week. I appreciate it, guys.
Is it okay with you?
Now, yes.
I think we want to come with me.
Can I also ask
the I would like to go for a ride to the beach.
I'll take you to Pier Village.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask that the clerk send a copy of this resolution and the vote on it to SHPO, to the New Jersey Historic Board.
I think you sent it to ETM.
ETM?
ETM.
This isn't required, but we thought it was a good idea to have it on record that the council voted to do.
Yeah, for the reasons I expressed, right? I know there's a lot of different viewpoints and a lot of procedural questions, but this is the applicant. Mm-hmm. You guys just voted. There's really, you know, how you got here, you know, is your own. That's your prerogative, right? Not mine. All right. I look forward to your phone call.
Drive carefully.
Thank you.
Watch out for
this
deer.
You hear the engine
ready. It's not going to jump in front of you,
yeah? Thank you, God.
All right. Greg, is it okay if we call in, like, 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I will set up a little screen wherever you want to.
Okay. Okay, we come to reports. We have a certificate of determination and award. George, you want to explain what that is?
That's the
band, yeah.
I mean, obviously the rates have gone up, but they've gone up for everybody. That helps us, have the cash available for capital projects. And I guess we will look to next year possibly permanently financing through the improvement authority if that turns out to be to our benefit. Usually they get pretty good rates, so probably will, but so that just rolls those over that we have.
What's the trend with the bond market now for municipal debt? Is it kind of in flux, or is it going down?
I mean, it has been up, and then I think it's kind of holding right now, but it's still higher than it was a year ago, 2 years ago, but we all know that. So
we'll have to refinance this in a few months.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what the improvement authority comes back with. Usually they can get very attractive rates, and we've done that before.
All right, thank you, George. All right, I'd like to dispense with committee reports tonight in the interest of time because we have to go into closed session and Greg has limited amount of time, so we will hold off committee chair reports until our next meeting. Borough officials, do we have anything from either of the borough officials here? Like to say anything?
No.
Okay, Mike.
I just wanted to note that.
No. Name and address.
Mike and Texas 37 North Valley. I just want to note that the 50, it says 40-55D-31. That should be a capital D.
Here it is.
Look.
This is not a big deal.
On the second page of the.
Okay. I also like to dispense with the old business tonight. Anything that you were thinking about discussing under old business, we can wait till the next meeting. And under new business, we just want to remind everyone, even though we'll have one more meeting to remind everyone, but branch pickup is November 11th. 2024.
November 11th or November
13th? Well, it says 11th. Is that a Sunday or something?
It says the 13th.
Yeah. Huh. I do see that. Maybe Kathleen.
Well, which one's a month? It'll be easy to tell because they're generally on Mondays.
Yeah. The 11th is Veterans Day.
So it is a Monday. Yeah, it is an actual holiday.
Well, I guess not for the branch pickup people.
Well, they can leave it out. It's not.
Yeah.
We'll just.
Double check, yeah.
But
wait, look, this says no later than Sunday night. Oh, 11:10, right, I saw the 11th. Yeah, apparently it is the 11th.
The week of.
We'll just confirm.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Well, it's probably not.
The 13th.
Yeah, I think that might be the mistake. Yeah, it's always a Monday, so the 13th, that must be a misprint.
Boy, that clerk.
Yeah. Or deputy clerk, let's see, or mayor. Okay, and I'd also like to dispense with good and welfare and go directly to public comment. I'm going to open the floor for public comment on any item at all at 6:20 p.m.
Sorry, Maureen, Sorry, I just have one quick question, which is on the resolution 24-106 referring to proposed improvements to the FDR Memorial to the Planning Board. Since that's going to be revised, you just said that in the other resolution. So what is going to be sent to the Planning Board? The revised plan? Or the plan that was attached to the bond? It's kind of important because they're going to look at whether it applies
to
the...
Yeah, definitely.
But I wonder because I actually never got the...
Well, our planning board...
The plan that was attached to the bond, I tried to get that, but I never got it, so I'm not sure whether...
Well, I'll find out from our planning board attorney, because she'll know exactly what we're supposed to be examining. I couldn't answer that now.
This body that you just passed a resolution to send something, wouldn't you know what you're sending?
Yeah.
Proposed improvements.
You know what you're sending?
Proposed improvements. Yeah, I mean... I would imagine it would be the final plan. That would be the only sensible...
Wouldn't that be the plan that the state historic preservation approved, because they, I mean, as our attorney said,
yeah,
they may not approve the revised plans if it continues to involve demolition. So I would hope you wouldn't, you would send the planning board the plan you know you can actually do.
Right. No, I don't believe it's on the agenda for this month's planning board meeting. I'm, no, 100%,
I get it.
But yeah, it's not complete. It's not ready. So I would imagine, I mean, I'll find out, but I would imagine it would only be the final, the very final, after everything we've heard from SHPO and the referendum and everything. What,
so
what,
under review at some point.
At some point.
So
good point.
So is it correct it's going to be what SHPO approves, or if they don't approve it, then...
Yeah, I mean, it just seems illogical for them to approve something that is not in its final stage or is not completed.
When or that we would meet as a planning board if SHPO hasn't had,
their
final say.
Right, hasn't had their say yet.
Well, you have to bond to fund something that hasn't been approved.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, if you asking the planning board to approve something that you can't do either?
Don't forget the review by the planning board is just to see if it's consistent with the master plan. So some of it may not matter, because it's neither here nor there, you know.
If the change of materials.
Yeah.
The planning board can certainly understand a change of materials. We can give them both. Give them the first one and give them whether the plans are changed. I don't think that that's a big issue, Maureen.
Well,
I just wondered what you passed. You passed something, but nobody seems to know what it was you passed. You have different views as to what you're sending to the planning board. And I just think maybe that needs to be revised to specify what you're sending.
Well, from my previous discussion with Michelle Donato, the final project goes to the planning board.
Okay.
So that, to me, means that when everything is finalized, according to SHPO, according to the referendum, according to anything, they get the final plan. And then they have to make sure it complies with the master plan. Yeah, I've talked to her about it already. I mean, so yeah, just when it's ready.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public?
Ellen Silverman in North Valley.
Still?
Yeah, still living. The November Environmental Commission meeting will be a joint meeting with Millstone, and we're having a program, a presentation from the Watershed Institute about regionalization of stormwater management. And I encourage all of you to come. And
is it virtual or in person?
All the environmental commissions are in person.
Well, I didn't know, because this is a joint meeting, so I wasn't sure if...
Is it here or in Millstone?
It's here.
Oh, so they're coming here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will be sending a request that at the next council meeting that you authorize allowing Roberts Engineering to come, because they can compare the cost that they're presenting as, you know, to do the watershed improvement plan, which is part of the MS4 permit, as a region, and they, Roberts Engineering will have more of an understanding of how much it would cost if we did it as, you know, an individual municipality. And then we could really see if it makes sense for us.
So it's the third Wednesday in November.
Right.
And you'd like Roberts Engineering to attend?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's that date?
Well, the 11th is a Monday, so the 4th is a Monday. So the 18th, 20th?
The
I think 20th November
20th? The third Wednesday of November.
I'm going, you know, guys, no.
All right, that's within the range.
Yeah. And 7 o'clock? We don't have the snacks that Anna usually prepares, but we are very friendly.
Well, you can see tonight that Anna was not here today. We don't even have water.
Yeah.
And the public is definitely invited to all of our organizations.
Okay, any other, anyone else from the public? And I'm going to close public portion at 6:26 p.m. So should we call Greg? I forgot my phone.
Well, I have to read the resolution. So we're going into closed.
Okay.
And when we come out, will there be any action? Hello?
When we come out, I don't think so.
Okay, so no formal action will be taken. Okay, Resolution 24-108, providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, enacted October 21, 1975, permits the public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof where matters are to be discussed, which are exempted from the requirements of the Act. And whereas the said Act requires that prior to holding of a meeting or portion thereof, from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting, and whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempted under the said Act, now therefore be resolved by the Borough Council as follows. The next portion of the meeting to be held in private session, that a general nature of the matters to be discussed relates to the matter, items falling under attorney-client privilege and personnel, that no official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required in this matter. So I need a motion.
So moved.
Lou Esikoff, Joe Trammell. Now I need to do roll call. Councilmember Esikoff?
Yes.
Councilmember Hamilton?
Yes.
Councilmember Hertstrom?
Yes.
Councilmember Kaufman Maroof?
Yes.
Councilmember Mocker?
Yes.
And Councilmember Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody say anything because I gotta figure out how to hold. Hold. I know, where's